хоккей собираюсь играть с любителями.
You see, I'm going to play hockey with a hockey fan.
Officially, Putin denies Russia even has an opinion. But he's as skilled a player on the world stage as he is on the ice. As the president scored in Sochi, his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was chalking up a win in Washington, meeting President Trump in the Oval Office. American reporters were shut out, so it was up to the Russians to tweet this picture. And this one, with Russia's controversial ambassador, Sergei Kiselyak, who remains at the heart of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia's meddling in the last election. The pictures would have pleased Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, who, in a quiet back room at the hockey arena, explained his concern that any mention of Russia is now so toxic in Washington that real improvement in relations is a long way off.
It's quite difficult for Mr. Trump to speak about willingness to cooperate with Russia, even if it is in the interest of the United States, what is a ridiculous part of the story.
So you're afraid he's now hemmed in?
Well, he's definitely under a huge pressure by those, who still argue his presidency, by those who still cannot accept that he's head of state in the United States, by those who cannot accept the fact that they have lost to Mr. Trump.
Scott, the Russians had high hopes they would get along well with the Trump administration, but it's all gone terribly wrong, and relations haven't been this bad since the end of the Cold War, so they're looking for any opportunity to build on at the moment. However, all that didn't put Mr. Putin off his game today. He went on to score 7 goals.
Not even Vladimir Putin checks Elizabeth Palmer. Liz, thanks very much.